Yeah, some absolutely brilliant lyrics in that song. That is one of the finest moments by Republic of Loose on Radio Nova. That's the Steady song, and it's kicking us off here on the All Irish Hour. My name's Kieran McGuinness, and we've got some amazing music over the next 60 minutes. Yes, we do. We play stuff that we know you love, like U2 or Republic of Loose or Micro Disney or The Would-Bees, and we play stuff that we think you're going to love. We introduce you to new music and the artist's voice where we can. We've got loads of great stuff this hour, gigs to talk about. We've got brand new music, we've got festivals to chat about. But first, let's play this. This is a three-piece band called Mail, M-H-A-O-L. And this is their new single from their album, which is coming out in May, called Something Soft. And this song, I swear to God, it's called 1-800-CALL-ME-BACK, right? But there's so many little elements in this song that shouldn't work. It's got this kind of clunky kind of rhythm. It's got this kind of abrasive sounds in it, but it's such a great, great song. I hope you like it. Mail is the band, and the song is brand new. It's called 1-800-CALL-ME-BACK. And check out the percussion made from the telephone dialing tones. It's great. It's Radio Nova. Yeah, that is Inhaler on Radio Nova, and it's time to chat about gigs, Irish gigs of the week. We're going to make some recommendations for you to go and check out. So Inhaler are playing St. Anne's Park on Friday the 30th, this Friday, with Couriers and Blossoms. And of course, it is festival season, and that's one of the big festivals starting. The other big gig of the week in the festival world is Forbidden Fruit, and it is a really, really brilliant lineup there. People like Jamie XCX and stuff like that. But one of the interesting things is they're focusing a lot on Irish artists, and so there's loads of brilliant, brilliant Irish artists playing that festival. And our recommendation is this young lady. It is Annie Dog, and she's playing as part of the brilliant Irish contingent playing at Forbidden Fruit. Yeah, that's Annie Dog, one of the great Irish contingent at Forbidden Fruit, which is our sort of big festival gig of the weekend. Also on this weekend is something really interesting. It's Tilt number 34. And Tilt is a kind of an Irish a new music showcase event. And they always do loads of kind of brilliant things. That's on Tuesday night in the Button Factory, and it's free in. And the organiser, John Barker, is going to tell us a little bit about it now.
Hello, dear listeners of Radio Nova. John Barker here. I would like to invite you all to the Button Factory this Tuesday evening, May the 27th, for Tilt 34. This month's Live Tilt event is a very special one because we will be hosting a Live Tilt podcast, and live on the Button Factory stage, I will be interviewing Carla Chubb from the band Sprints and alt-pop artist Chubby Cat. Both artists will then be giving a stripped-back performance of their music. It is going to be a wonderful night. Admission, as always, is free, and free tickets are available for the night. Just search for Tilt 34. Hope to see you all there.
Yeah, of course, that is Sprints on Radio Nova playing Tilt 34. And I suppose our gig of the week is Villagers on Thursday, 29th of May. They're playing in the Helix. And what they're doing is a celebration of 10 years of that brilliant album of theirs, which is called Darling Arithmetic, a Choice nominated album. And it's just a gorgeous listen, very kind of beautiful and melancholy. And I think maybe his finest album. So let's hear a little bit of Villagers right now. Going to see them in the Helix, Thursday, 29th of May. And that's our gig recommendations of the week on Nova. Yes, Cathy Davey, previous nomination there for the Choice Music Prize. This is Kieran McGuinness. We are back on the Nova guest list, and we're just after the announcement. So Fontaines DC have just been announced as having won, and we are live right now with Dave Hanratty of the No Encore podcast. Dave Hanratty, how was your evening?
Fantastic. I just won a tenner because I bet on the obvious winner of the award. It was always going to be Fontaines DC. I'm amazed that anybody is surprised about this. It's a classic case of narrative winning. It's their time. Their fourth time of asking. They were not going to lose this one. So, lads, pints on me.
Yeah, that is the thing. I'm absolutely not surprised at all that Fontaine's won. But I do also think there was a lot of bands that could have got it. Was there anyone that you saw tonight that you thought, oh, this could have been their night?
So I was kind of influenced by Sprints and their show closing performance, which was, to be fair, absolutely spectacular. Their front woman jumped into the crowd at one stage in the classic rock and roll fashion that someone always does at these award shows. But I have to say, I'm a sucker because it is undeniably effective. But in much like the Oscars, you're like, well, the votes are counted. The judges are literally standing on the balcony. No matter how good the performances are, it's not going to actually count for anything. So Orla Gartland and Niamh Regan, they're all excellent. I wondered if maybe they could be a dark horse. Roche maybe as well. But I couldn't waver from this. I was like, it's Fontaine's. It's their fourth album, their fourth nomination. The biggest album they've had in their career. Worldwide impact. Love them or hate them, and I'm somewhere in the middle on that one, despite what people say to me about it. It was a foregone conclusion, an absolute foregone conclusion. And yeah, I mean, like, they don't need to win this award, but I guess the award needs them to win it, in my opinion. It would be weird if they didn't win it at least once.
Yeah, no, totally. And I think that's got to be a part of it. Like, the story has to be a big part of it. I thought New Dad were absolutely unbelievable tonight. I thought a lot of the performances were really, really fun. And I think a lot of people would have walked away saying that was actually a pretty brilliant, pretty professional night. It was really particularly good. My only thing is I kind of have a big soft spot for Lazarus Soul, and I thought they just did enough. They just did enough tonight.
Well, my problem with the Choice Prize, and I'm a former judge, is that, and this will now that I've said this, I'll never be a judge again, is that I think people are guilty of voting for narrative.
It's Ciarán McGuinness. It is the All Irish Hour. You know, sometimes I love, I like to be looking at music stuff on TikTok and Instagram and all this kind of stuff. And I came across this song and I thought I wanted to play it to you. This is a band called Royal Otis. They're from Australia and they're doing quite well at the moment. And I want to play a clip of this. I found this on, I think it was Instagram. And just from the moment the fella started singing in the band, It's Linger. He's doing a version of the Cranberries' Linger. It's a two-piece band and they're on a radio session. They're both probably a bit nervous and it's early in their career and they're singing the song and the lyrics suddenly mean something totally different. Like there's like a new appreciation for the lyrics of the song from the Cranberries, and I just wanted to play it to you because I thought you'd like it. It is Royal Otis is the name of the band. They're Australian and this is a cover of the brilliant Linger by the Cranberries on Radio Nova.
Don't let it burn, don't let it fade. I'm sure I'm not being rude, but it's just your attitude that other people think is good as well, hopefully.
Oh yeah, no.
Eventually, it just takes about 15 years, you know, but you get there.
Looking forward to it. No, I on our last album, we had one song left to write. He said, you need to write the most upbeat song for the album. We went away and we accidentally wrote the saddest, most beautiful song we ever wrote. And I suppose that's what happened. And yeah, didn't work that way, but that's good. I'm really
you know what it is, Ciarán, and this is the one thing I'm starting to realise, you can't really guide it yourself. Like, you have to be guided. You're not the one in charge, basically. That's the way it is. If you're going to be doing the good shit, no matter whether it's upbeat, downbeat, whatever, I think that you just have to follow whatever it is, you know. And I think the shit that's bad comes when you try to fight against that instinct, you know. If you don't go without thinking, once you start thinking, you're screwed, you know.
You're absolutely right. Look, I'm really, really excited to go and see you on the Friday night at Hibernacle. Brand new intimate 3-day music festival coming to Orla House in Rathfarnham, July 4th to 6th. And we're going to see you there. Thank you so much, Richie.
Thanks so much, Ciarán. Have a lovely evening.
Yeah, I will do. And yourself, looking forward to it. This is a bit more Richie. This is the classic stuff we were talking about. This is Phil Lynott by Jape on Radio Nova. Previous songs of the year, they're only good things. It's Ciarán McGuinness, it's Radio Nova. We are chatting very, very shortly to Diarmaid from the Murder Capital all about their brilliant album, Blindness, their third album, and their big gig in the Ivy Gardens on July 19th. But last night, a huge thing happened. Their gig was cancelled in Berlin due to their insistence on voice and support for Palestine in the form of having their flag on stage, as they have been doing at all their shows in the current tour. And here's a little snippet of what ended up happening last night.
We pulled in to Berlin this morning. We had no idea that we weren't allowed to fly this flag here today. We found out early this afternoon. This is from the band's point of view. We discussed it for an hour at length. We came to the decision that we were not going to take the flag off the stage. That was a decision pretty easily made, but we discussed possible outcomes. What if they decide to cancel the show? We spoke earlier today about this, about how we wish live music and art and theatre could be free of political discussion and things like that, but as the world as it is, unfortunately, it just cannot be.
So they announced, yeah, that they weren't going to be able to do the show, played in the street, which was beautiful. But yeah, it's an amazing thing that's going on with artists at the moment, and it is reaching a pinch point in Germany especially. We're going to chat now to Dermot from Murder Capital, live from Germany. How you doing, Dermot?
Hey, Ciarán, how are you on?
Yeah, good. So we're going to chat about the brilliant gig in the Ivy Gardens, your biggest ever show, your brilliant third album, Blindness. We're going to talk about those, but we're going to talk about the current situation. You're in Germany and you just had last night's gig in Berlin cancelled and tonight's gig in Cologne cancelled. So for listeners who might not be aware, there's a kind of a major opposition in Germany to political demonstrations of a kind of a pro-Palestinian nature. It's never a nice situation when a show is cancelled for whatever reason. But did you see this coming? Did you anticipate this coming?
Well, when we got into Berlin, we set up as usual. We got into the venue. We certainly had a discussion about temperature of climate when it comes to places like Berlin and Germany. And, you know, coming from Ireland, it's a very obvious thing that we see what's happening on our phones and the humanitarian crisis that's happening day in and day out in Gaza. And, you know, for our show, we feel like it's such a small gesture to have the Palestinian flag visible on a base cab during our shows, which we've travelled to Japan, Australia, New Zealand, gone around the UK and gone through Portugal and Spain and Italy, and we were in Czechia as well, and we even played a show in Munich the other night and there was no problems, and then an hour before doors we were told that the gig wouldn't be happening if we didn't take off the flag. So, you know, we felt that would be a huge political statement to take off that flag, since that we've had it on every show. And yeah, it's a tough decision. Like we stand by that we were ready to play a rock show, so we didn't cancel any show that the venue cancelled on us. But fortunately, we were able to go outside and explain it to the punters that spent, you know, their money to come and see us and travel a long way. You know, people came from Frankfurt, which is, Germany is a considerably bigger country than Ireland, so, you know, we appreciate people traveling, but, you know, we explained that we'd try and, you know, people did understand where we were coming from, and we played an acoustic set out the front of the venue, which turned out to be a really great moment, I think, just in terms of just, like, sharing the music and, you know, taking some sort of stand of, you know, just trying to show visibility to a country that is, you know, people that are experiencing statelessness for the last, you know, 70 years.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, and it's difficult sometimes. You're not necessarily making a decision to make political decisions. You're just doing a human decision.
Absolutely.
How have people responded?
Quite positively. Like, our point is that we don't want to be political. No, it's we're musicians. We want to play music.
Yeah, that is Every Flower is a Field by Houseplants. One of the standouts for me on the new Houseplants album, Half Known Things, it's called. This is Ciarán McGuinness. We are here with Houseplants. Delighted to have Paul and Dahi here from the band. So we're going to chat a little bit about gigs and stuff coming up and going out on the road. There's a lot of gigs coming up. But I just want to chat about the album. So whenever someone brings out a new album, okay, there's just a load of cliches that go with it. So I just want to know how close we are to these now. So Dahi, it's your most personal album yet.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. 100% my most personal album. Yeah.
Okay.
My heart is warm. Isn't that what it's like? Like, yeah. I really feel this one. This is the one.
This is the one, yeah. Okay, so Paul, how true is this? It's about all aspects of life.
God, no. Untrue.
Untrue. Okay, interesting. Yeah. It's the best thing we've ever done.
It is absolutely the best thing we've ever done.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay. It was really informed by the live experience.
I've been banging on about that. Yeah.
Great stuff. Okay. Well, so joking aside, so thematically. Yeah, What a beautiful song. Whippin' Boy, When We Were Young on Radio Nova, right in the middle of our Britpop. And, you know, maybe not exactly Britpop, but definitely, you know, English-influenced, I would say, as well as everything else, but a particularly beautiful song, that is. It's Kieran McGuinness, it's Radio Nova. Why don't we look at something special? I want to introduce you to this song and this band. You might know them, you might not. It's a band called Operating Theatre. They released two albums, 1981 and 1983, and they were helmed by a man called Roger Doyle, who is an amazing composer, kind of like the Irish Brian Eno. And he came together with Alwyn Fiore, I think I pronounced her name right, Alwyn Fiore, and they put out this song. And I think this is one of the most inspiring songs. It's incredibly, you know, this is from 1983, as far as I'm aware, and it is a song that kind of sounds like it's 10 years ahead of everything else. It's amazing. It's called Spring Is Coming With a Strawberry in the Mouth. And there's a kind of a language thing going on here, which is why it sounds so interesting as well with the vocals. Operating Theatre is the band, featuring, as I said, Roger Doyle and Alwyn Fiore. And the song is Spring Is Coming With a Strawberry in the Mouth. I want you to just listen to this. I think you're really going to love it. It's Radio Nova. Shape on Radio Nova, and thank you so much to Richie from Jay chatting to us about that brand new festival, Hibernacle, which is on in Rathfarnham in July. It's such a gorgeous song as well. Fill in at that one there. And it's something very emotional about that line, you know. Someday I will be a dead man who plays the bass from Crumb Run. Oh, it always gets me. Oh, fantastic. It's Kieran McGuinness. It's Radio Nova. We're going to do something great now. We're going to play a brand new song by a band called Little Known from Cork. And with the band member to introduce it right now. It's Radio Nova.
Hey, this is Liam from Little Known here. And this is our new single, Headwreck. This song was written in a time of great writer's block. It came at the perfect time. It was just a fun riff to play and definitely one of the highlights for our live set, and always gets us in a good mood.
Circumstances, people that have lost people close to them are really kind of connecting with it and kind of sharing that with me, which has been really emotional, but also that connection is just so beautiful in a way as well. And yeah, it's been really, really nice to chat to people about kind of their responses to it, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was listening to the album and, you know, a couple of tracks in, I felt quite emotional, you know, listening to it. It's very strong, you know, I mean, and I guess putting yourself out there like that is kind of difficult. I was really looking forward to hearing your album because I love the stuff you've done before, which has this kind of a gorgeous kind of breezy kind of feel to it, like really kind of summery kind of feel. And when the first song started coming in, you know, like Sea Legs and Fondness of You and stuff, I was like, oh, this is different, you know? And I wonder, did you have any apprehension about the art side of it?
I mean, I don't know did I have any apprehension, but it is quite a shift, like, compared to the previous two EPs. But I guess it's kind of what felt most natural for me when I was in that kind of writing phase after my dad passed. It was just me, you know, writing on my guitar. And then this is just kind of how the songs came about, and the guys kind of shaped them as well around that. So kind of, yeah, very different to those previous two EPs for sure, but I think, you know, this album is kind of the closest to kind of what feels right, I suppose, in the terms of, you know, the sound that we're kind of finding. I think we've kind of found our sound with this album, I think. But yes, very different to the other two for sure.
Did you feel that the kind of it was a decision to write to the theme, or was it just that these were the songs that were coming out and there was no escaping it, sort of?
I think a bit of both, really. I was quite intentional about, like, writing songs dedicated to my dad, but I didn't intend on writing a full album when I kind of set out writing.
Why don't we do something a little bit funny? I saw this. You know me, I'm a terrible man for seeing things on the internet and wanting to show you, but so I saw this and I said, I think that you'd like this, okay? So this is a band called Postmodern Jukebox, and they do sort of reimagined versions of songs in ye olde style. So this is a kind of a rockabilly version of one of our national songs. Let us know what you think. It's Nova. Saint Sister on Radio Nova with Dynamite, a beautiful song from that album, Where Do I End, from about 4 years ago now. It's a gorgeous album to go and listen to, especially in an evening like this. Just kind of chill out, listen to the music. It's beautiful. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the music. It was a pleasure to put it together for you. Hope you got something from it. We got loads more Seriously Addictive music coming up in the next hour with Greg, but I'll see you here next Sunday night from 6 on Radio Nova. Good night. Have a great week. Radio Nova's Morning Glory.